This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls at 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, health challenges that you may be dealing with, if you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. Is our number on The Bright Side. And if you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on The Bright Side, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to click on the Join the Team link to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business for yourself, work out of your home office, right off your home office, right off your mileage, right off your pens and pencils and stamps and whatever else you're using to grow your business. It's a great way to get your products at the wholesale price if you so desire. And also, if you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal business opportunity. It is work. It's definitely a job. But it's a great job. You're helping change the world. You're your own boss. But it is a job, and it's work, as all entrepreneurs know. There is work that is involved. If you want to work, but you want to work for yourself, if you want to work and you want to keep the profits and you want to decide how much or how little you make and how much or how little you work, this is an ideal business opportunity where you get to change the world at the most basic level there is, the fundamental level of good health and wellness. Call 866-735-2470 for more information or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got lines open for you. We're talking about the very interesting and exciting topic of electricity, literally exciting. Excitement is electrical. Electricity is exciting by definition. That's what excitement's about. And I get really excited when I think about bioelectricity and electricity, how the body is an electrical phenomenon, how cells are little batteries, and everything in the body that proceeds from a biochemical perspective is really at the most fundamental level about physics, really, about electronics. That's what electronics is. Electronics is physics. Physics turns into physical chemistry, which is how chemistry works. They call it physical chemistry, and a lot of folks know how hard hard a course in college in pharmacy school. Physical chemistry is notorious for being the hardest of all the courses people take. There's bumper stickers that say "Honk if you pass P-Chem." Physical chemistry is where electronics meets chemistry. and then it turns into chemistry, then it turns into biochemistry, and then it turns into biology. But it all starts with electricity. So it makes sense that understanding how the body works at an electrical level will give you leverage. It's the fundamental place where we work is electromagnetically. Now, we can't work directly with the electromagnetics, but we can work with the next best thing, which is the micro and macronutrients. The micro and macronutrients work because of electricity. And of all the micro and macronutrients, the most powerful sources or the most powerful carriers of this electrical force are the enzymes. And that's why you want to eat lots of enzymes. That's why you want to eat enzyme-rich foods. Enzymes carry the life force, whether those enzymes are in the body or whether those enzymes are in a piece of broccoli or an egg. Enzyme-rich foods contain enzymes that the body can use. This is a very important concept that was first developed by Edward Howell in the early 1900s, and we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about that. Last program we talked about enzyme defects. There are defects in enzymes, or congenital birth issues that can result in enzyme defects or enzyme deficiencies, and these are genetic disorders. You hear about genetic diseases. These are the real classic genetic disorders because enzymes come directly from genes. If there's some kind of mutation in the fetus, in the womb, genes don't develop properly. This can result in what are called IEMs, inborn errors of metabolism, and there's lots of them. Lots and lots. Nobody really even knows how many there are. Individually, they're somewhat rare, but as a group, they are much less rare, somewhere in the order of 1 in 1,000, something like that. 1 in 800 or so is going to have births are going to result in IEM, which kind of, you think about it, all the genes that have to click in correctly in order for enzymes to be made and chemistry to proceed as it should, it makes sense that occasionally there'd be screw-ups, and there are. Inborn errors of metabolism are somewhat common. Enzymes are the workhorses in the body. Enzymes do all the work in the body in every single chemical reaction, whether it's a chemical reaction for your immune system, for your bones, for your heart, for your muscles, for any other brain, for your, whatever. It's all going to involve enzymes. And if you're missing one, you could have a problem. So inborn errors of metabolism don't permit an aspect of biochemistry to proceed as it should. No one really knows how many there are. I've heard 200 IEMs, I've heard 1,000 IEMs. The symptoms are really broad. The symptoms can cover pretty much everything in the body. Every single system in the body depends on enzymes, so if you're missing one, symptoms can vary. It's hard to know how to attribute what symptoms to what disease, and so doctors look for a constellation of symptoms, a whole bunch of different symptoms, and then they'll look in a little book and see which constellation of symptoms is associated with a specific disease, Gaucher's disease or de Broglie's disease, or there's hundreds of these different things with various names, and some of them not all of them have names. Some of them are just defects, fatty acid defects, or homocystinuria. That's a really good one. Too much homocysteine in the blood. There is a defect in an enzyme called the MTHFR enzyme. That's in the news. Everybody has this is talking about this MTHFR enzyme deficiency. See, there's this inborn error of metabolism that can cause an MTHFR. That's an enzyme, an MTHFR deficiency that's really serious. And then you have people thinking, mostly alternative practitioners, but some doctors as well, thinking that you can have an MTHFR deficiency that is mild, an MTHFR deficiency that is not as critical, and that's true. However, it doesn't follow that if you have an MTHFR deficiency that you're somehow cursed, that if you have an MTHFR deficiency that you have to change your life. Now, if you're born with one, if you have this inborn error of metabolism where you have, and by the way, like one out of, I don't know, 5 million births, it's a ridiculous number, really have this MTHFR deficiency defect, that's serious. But if you're just not making enough MTHFR, that doesn't mean you have this inborn error of metabolism. That means you're just not making enough of an enzyme. See, there's a very vague cutoff point between an inborn error of metabolism disease, which is really serious, and just a little bit of an enzyme deficiency. And just because you have a little bit of an enzyme deficiency doesn't mean you have a full-blown disease. All right, ask pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we have lines open for you. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BrightSideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase all your favorite longevity products off the websites. You can call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to speak to a real-life human being, or if you have questions, 866-735-2470. Okay, so we're talking about inborn errors of metabolism, IEMs, enzyme deficiencies. Before we went to break, we're talking about this MTHFR deficiency issue. MTHFR, I'm not going to try to tell you what that stands for, but just know MTHFR is a enzyme. If you suffer from a birth defect, a genetic issue, you can have a severe problem because MTHFR is a key player in helping the body process various chemicals. And when you're deficient, a toxic byproduct called homocysteine can build up. However, homocysteine can build up for lots of reasons. And so a lot of folks will have their homocysteine checked. Homocysteine goes up, and the chiropractor or the alternative practitioner says, you have an MTHFR deficiency. No, you don't. There's no way to know you have an MTHFR deficiency unless you have a full-blown one, in which case you probably aren't going to live a very long life because it's really, really severe when that happens. But if you have elevation in homocysteine, that could be due to a lot of things, especially toxicity, because homocysteine builds up when you're nutritionally deficient and when you're toxic. So if you've been told you have an MTHFR deficiency and you can only have certain kinds of supplements and you got to be careful about other supplements, that's nonsense. It's true that you got to start taking care of your body better. It's true that you got to start helping your body detoxify and process chemistry better. It's true you probably want a lot more B vitamins because the B vitamins are critical for lowering homocysteine. But it doesn't mean that you have some kind of genetic defect. Yes, there is a genetic defect called an MTHFR deficiency. That's true. Just because you have some of the signs of it, or one of the main signs, elevated homocysteine, doesn't mean you have that birth defect. You probably don't, and almost definitely don't, because if you really had it, you'd be in big trouble. So, anyway, that's my little story. And the reason I bring this up is because almost every day I talk to somebody who says, I have an MTHFR deficiency. How do you know? The doctor told me. Oh, they did a genetic test. Oh, really? You sent it off to 23andMe? That's your genetic test? That's about the same kind of accuracy as any genetic test. They can't really do genetic tests with very good accuracy, by the way. They can approximate things, but I would really be very, very skeptical about the kind of results you get from genetic tests. If you have if the signs of elevated homocysteine, whether they actually check for elevated homocysteine or you just feel like crap all the time, take care of yourself via supplementation, B vitamins, laying off the sugar. I mean, all the stuff we talk about all the time on this program. So that's my little thing on MTHFR deficiencies. Anyway, in the last decade, last maybe 10 to 20 years or so, with high technology, mass spectrometry, and various detection devices, newborn screening has become a public health strategy. The United States has really gotten into newborn screening. If you have a baby now, they're going to test you for 30 different metabolic disorders. Take a drop of blood, they'll stick it in some kind of machine, and they'll do a genetic screening for 30 different metabolic disorders. These are pretty serious screenings. These ones, these aren't 23andMe. And the specificity of them can be pretty high, 99% or so. They could pick out an IEM to 99% accuracy. Now, because I said these things are really serious, these IEMs when they occur congenitally. The main symptoms of IEMs involve failure in newborns involve failure to thrive. Now, you can also have IEMs that involve adults and childhood. You have adult onset IEMs or childhood onset IEMs. These typically will involve the nervous system, the brain, and they can cause mental health issues, delusions, hallucinations, comas. They can be pretty serious. And they can just show up. You can think you're totally healthy, and then all of a sudden, somewhere something triggers. I'm not even sure. I have no idea what. It could easily be stress or nutritional deficiency, I suppose. But I don't really know nobody knows what it is. Something triggers an IEM. Porphyrias are the classic example. Porphyrins are a byproduct of blood metabolism, and it requires enzymes like everything else to clear out. And if you have porphyria, all all of a sudden your enzymes don't work correctly, and you can start to accumulate these porphyrins, and they can be very toxic. There are IEMs that can show up in adulthood that are progressive and long-term. Wilson's disease is the classic one. Wilson's disease, the body loses the enzymes that are responsible for helping it remove copper. Copper can be really toxic when it builds up, especially to the nervous system. That's a classic IEMs. Typically, IEMs are going to involve somehow how the body is processing carbohydrates, fats, amino acids, minerals sometimes. There are diseases called lysosomal storage diseases. The lysosome is the recycling plant of a cell. A cell has a recycling plant. If you add this to the amazing things that cells can do, they have little structures inside them that will take old materials, disassemble them, and reuse them. And this is happening thousands upon thousands, maybe millions of times a second inside a cell. Parts of the cell, and there's millions of parts inside a cell, are being disassembled, and then the components are being reused. And the disassembly recycling machine, recycling structure inside a cell, is called the lysosome. Lysosome is like a little bag of enzymes. And the lysosome uses all of these enzymes to digest biochemicals like hormones and wastes and old cell parts. And then it excretes them for reuse. However, because it's such a powerful little bag of enzymes, because it's such a concentrated density of enzymes, if you have an IEM, an enzymatic disease, a likely spot where it's going to show up is in the lysosome, and a good proportion of IEMs are said to be lysosomal diseases, lysosomal storage diseases. What ends up happening is because the recycling center doesn't work as well as it should, poisons start to accumulate. Imagine what happens if there's damage to your recycling center, your water treatment plant, or your recycling center in the center of your town. A lot of toxins can get extruded out into the air, and you can have all kinds of public health havoc. The same thing happens inside a cell. When the lysosome doesn't do its business, toxins can build up. And lysosomal storage diseases are actually one of the three main types of IEMs. There's three main classes or three main groups of IEMs. You've got ones that involve the lysosomes and other components inside the cell, various components that could be affected, but largely the lysosomes. You can have IEMs that cause poisons to accumulate, and you can have IEMs that involve how the cell processes energy. Those are the trickiest ones to deal with, is the energy processing ones. So you got lysosomal storage disease type IEMs that affect not just the lysosomes, but various structures inside the cell. You have IEMs that affect how the body processes chemistry, and poisons can build up. PKU, phenylketonuria, is a classic example. MTHFR deficiency, like we just talked about, that's another example. Porphyria, Wilson's disease. There's sugar diseases. There's diseases where you don't process fructose correctly, and that can create fructose problems. Anyway, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue when we come back from our break. You're listening to the
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans will have a 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate with a win by Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in a runoff election yesterday.
The reason we won is because Mississippians know me and they know my heart. And thank you for stepping up, Mississippi.
Hyde Smith speaking there to her supporters last night after Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to her. Presidential daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump defending her use of a private email account, saying it's nothing like what Hillary Clinton did when she had a private email server. When it comes to Trump's emails,
they're all stored on the White House system, so everything has been preserved, everything's been archived.
Ivanka Trump was speaking there to ABC's Good Morning America, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you at 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase any longevity products or if you'd like to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase longevity products off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information. Also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Our Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist, made with fulvic minerals and hyaluronic acid, as well as sodium lactate and amino acids. It makes a great delivery system for our other Truth Treatment products. It's also a hydrator on its own. You can use it to soften your hair. You can use it to help heal, accelerate the healing of scrapes and cuts. A lot of my Truth Treatment products can be used that way. In fact, That's the way I like to formulate. Healing products are going to be anti-aging products. Healing products are going to be active products. If a product isn't healing your skin, it isn't really going to do much for anything else. Because healing and anti-aging and healing and health and healing and beauty all go together. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. Check out all our Truth Skin Health products, our Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist, as well as our Truth Retinol 5% Gel, Truth Retinol 1% Gel, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, Truth Transdermal C Serum, and Truth Transdermal C Balm. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. A couple studies. This one from the Journal Metabolic Syndrome and Related Disorders. Only 12% of American adults are metabolically healthy. How do you like that? No surprise. The prevalence of metabolic health in Americans is alarmingly low, even among people who are normal weight. This is so important. This is from, by the way, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Check this out. The prevalence of metabolic health, and we now know what metabolic health is because we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, a month now. Metabolic health is the health of the chemistry of the body, how chemically healthy we are, how metabolism is the biochemistry in the body. The prevalence of biochemical health in the American adults is alarmingly low, even among people who are normal weight. Weight is not an indicator. Weight is not an indicator of metabolic health. You can have normal health and still have a metabolic disease, a biochemical disease. A biochemical disease, by the way, is technically defined, or I should say biochemical health, metabolic health, is technically defined as optimal levels of five different factors: blood sugar, blood fats, HDL cholesterol, blood pressure, and waist circumference. That's the five factors of metabolic health. But I'm telling you, there's way more. Those are the five things they measure. But I don't care. You could have all those things normal, but if you feel like crap, you got a metabolic problem. Now, chances are, if you feel like crap, your triglycerides are going to be off at least. But you can't go by cholesterol scores. You can't even go by waist circumference. And you know what? You can't even go by blood pressure. The reason they pick these five factors is because they're so easy to measure. Pretty much all disease is metabolic disease. Pretty much all disease involves biochemistry. So if you're not feeling well or you got a chronic degenerative disease, chances are you're not metabolically healthy. But nonetheless, you may not have a full-blown diagnosis of a metabolic disease. You just may feel lousy. You may just not be healing well. You may just not be thinking clearly, or your memory may not be working as well as it should. All of those are indicators that you're not metabolically healthy. So if 12% of American adults, according to this study, if 88% of American adults are not metabolically healthy, according to this study, which is only looking at five factors, what would happen if they started to throw in other factors? That would be a lot more of us would be sick if they just threw in feeling like crap, even if all these other levels were normal. And by the way, when it comes to these levels being normal, what the heck does that even mean? What does normal mean? When you go get a test and they tell you, oh, your blood pressure's high, oh, your blood sugar's low, oh, your TSH is high, blah, 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 whatever they tell you, they're basing this high and low description, they're determining whether you're high or low based on a standard value, a reference range. And if you fall on the low end of the reference range, you're hypo. If you fall on the high end of the reference range, you're hyper. But nobody ever asks the most important question of all: what is the reference range? How do they determine the reference range? Where do these reference ranges come from? How do you know it's high? How do you know it's low? And it's not just a point for debate. You're going to get drugged based on whether somebody thinks you're high or low as determined by some arbitrary reference range. It's not really arbitrary. They take like 1,000 people of different ages and different lifestyles, and they average everything out. That's how they get the reference ranges. They just randomly pick 1,000 people of and have some kind of statistically based diversity on how many men and how many women and how many big people and how many little people and how many black people and how many white people and how many people who eat eggs for breakfast, whatever. They just arbitrarily dump these people into a group and do some statistical manipulation and then come up with a standard and come up with a reference range. That doesn't mean that you in particular are high or low based on that reference range. It's just a way of fitting you into a little pigeonhole so you can get diagnosed and you can officially have your own classification and your own code number for the computer. And the doctor doesn't have to do any more thinking. All he has to do is go to the book and see what they do for this particular disease or this particular syndrome. If your blood sugar is 119.999999, you're not a diabetic. If it's 120, all of a sudden you're a diabetic. And all of a sudden you get all the prescriptions and all the health care and the classifications and the insurance premiums and all everything that's associated with being a diabetic based on this arbitrary number. I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but that kind of ticks me off about our healthcare system. And it's all based on taking the power away from us and putting it into some centralized medical system. If you feel like crap, if you don't feel good, if you're not healing right, if you're not growing muscle, if you just, you know when something's wrong, something's wrong. And the chances are usually good that it involves something to do with the digestive system, the blood sugar system, the adrenal thyroid complex, the triangle of disease. And that means you backtrack, whatever your health challenges, you backtrack to these three points, these three main points, and it all starts with food and digestion. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm going to do one more here, and then we'll get your phone calls. No benefits from new U.S. blood pressure guidelines. When is high blood pressure dangerous? This is just what I'm talking about, exactly what I'm talking about here. Medical associations offer widely different answers. Nobody knows. So they come up with these arbitrary numbers of when you're high and when you're low. It used to be that you were high if you were at 140 over, say, 90. Then it became 130 over 80. Now it's like, I think it's 130 over 80 now. Who makes these up? How do you know? You don't know. It's all based on reference ranges. It's all arbitrary. And the problem with high blood pressure is the drugs they give you for that stuff. Oh, my God. There are so many people on these toxic drugs for lowering their blood pressure based on these arbitrary reference standard. So-called. Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Just got this in momentarily. People who smoke or have diabetes may be more likely to have calcium deposits in brain regions crucial for memory. That's because the problem is the smoking and the blood sugar. Smoking and the blood sugar are the issue, not the calcium deposits. Smoking and the blood sugar are the problems when you have brain health issues. Toxicity in blood sugar. Alzheimer's disease is type 3 diabetes. It's not the calcium. Calcium is a measurement of cell death, by the way. When you hear about calcium deposits and not just cell death, but cell dysfunction. When you have calcium deposits, calcium building up in various tissues of the body, it's kind of confusing for people who don't know who don't go back to the mechanisms, how things work, and they say, oh my God, calcium, don't take calcium, that could be a problem. Calcium is bad, it's in the deposits. No, it's in the deposits as a repair mechanism, and it accumulates when cells don't do their business. The problem isn't the calcium, the problem is in cells not working correctly. Always, always, always comes back to the cell. It's not the calcium. Calcium is an essential mineral. Now, do we get too much calcium? Possibly we get more calcium than we need, at least in balance. Calcium is one of those minerals that has to be in balance with magnesium and vitamin K and other nutrients. But don't blame the calcium. And yes, calcification is a leading cause of death, but that doesn't mean that it's the calcium that's the problem. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Carl the Truth Raider and say good morning. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Benjamin, did you receive my special letter?
No, I did not receive a special letter from you. Fan mail?
Oh.
Money?
Yes, old snail mail, yes.
Fan mail and money?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Just
all right, I like both of those.
He works hard for the money.
Nah, I don't really work that hard. What's going on, man?
I got a sore heel, and it's been going on for about seven weeks.
Left heel, sorry.
The bone.
What's that? You had a boo-boo?
No, just the bone is sore in my left heel.
Carl, you're falling apart, man. I think you're falling apart right before our very eyes.
Well, I'm mostly pretty good. You know, if I do all the tests, everything checks out good. Everything is strong. My hemoglobin is pretty good. My bone marrow is strong.
Whatever. I don't go by those things. But I was just teasing you. You're doing pretty good. But in any case, so is it like where you're walking funny kind of thing? Callus? What's the deal?
No, no calluses. It's just that the bone itself is really sore. In my left heel, and it makes it difficult for me to go work out or play tennis. Yeah. I'm going back to work.
A couple things will do that. Mineral deposits will do that. If stuff is breaking down, tissue's breaking down, if bone cells aren't doing their business correctly, calcium deposits can form. Like I was just talking about, calcium deposits can form. Inflammatory factors can build up as well. You know, gout is well known for occurring in the big toe. However, you can have gout in your thumb. You can have gout in your wrist. You can have gout in various parts of the body. I haven't heard of it having in the heels necessarily, but deposits...
Yeah.
Various chemical deposits. It basically sounds like a metabolic issue. If it's not a walking issue, it's a chemistry issue. If it's a chemistry issue, it's a nutritional and a food issue.
Okay.
At least that's where it starts. Now, you may have blood sugar problems and other things, cortisol, et cetera, but it always starts off with digestion and nutrition. That's always the first thing to do. And that's kind of an interesting question, Carl, the truth rater, because you say, okay, I got a bad heel. What do I do? Whenever you have a health challenge and you don't know what to do, and you can't attribute it to anything, always attribute it to something to do with either digestion or a lack of nutrition. And first, digestion. And you always that's always the first thing to do. Is it always going to be the digestive system? Well, most of the time, yeah. But that's not the point. The point is you got to start somewhere. It's like when there's a murder mystery and, the wife gets murdered. They always go to the husband or vice versa. If the husband gets murdered, they always go to the wife. It doesn't mean the wife did it. It doesn't mean the husband did it. It means you got to start somewhere, and that's the most likely suspect. And so when you're dealing with a health challenge, rule number one is you go to the most likely suspect. And the most likely suspect in a health challenge that is unidentifiable or is whose cause is mysterious, just like a crime where the perpetrator is mysterious, the number one place to look, the first place to look, is at the level of the digestive system. Not because I'm Mr. Food Guy. Not because I'm David Avocado Wolf, whose test says just eat organic and just eat your veggies. I don't want to position myself as being that kind of guy. But if you have a health challenge, this is the most likely suspect. And if you want to address the health challenge, you at least have to clear the most likely suspect as a cause. And more often than not, you're not going to be able to clear it. That's going to be where your problem is. Now, you can also start to, I assume you're already doing your Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. If you're not, you might want to try those. You might also want to try digestive enzymes, because most health challenges, number one, involve inflammation. So digestive enzymes are anti-inflammatory. It'll help there. And also, because most health challenges have an aspect of the digestive system involved, digestive enzymes will help there as well. So using Ultimate Enzymes is a great strategy, making sure you're eating lots of enzyme-rich foods, making sure you're activating those enzymes with something acidic. Remember, you always got to use your apple cider vinegar, something acidic with your enzymes. And when you take digestive enzymes to leverage or to take advantage of their anti-inflammatory effects, you want to make sure you take your digestive enzymes on an empty stomach. Pineapple and papaya, by the way, are both good sources of proteolytic enzymes, enzymes that dissolve protein. Inflammatory pain and inflammation usually involves protein clots and protective sticky proteins. And using proteolytic, that is, protein-dissolving enzymes like bromelain, which is found in pineapple, and papain, which is found in papaya, can help break those down. And also, by the way, bromelain and papain, or papaya and pineapple, used with meals, is also a great strategy just to help you access the protein out of those meals. So that makes sense? Let me throw in a couple anti-inflammatories. Vitamin E has anti-inflammatory properties. I don't like just focusing on certain nutrients, but vitamin E is a great anti-inflammatory. Vitamin C, of course, is wonderfully anti-inflammatory. And don't forget, the molecules of inflammation are built up on essential fatty acid chassis. The essential fatty acids act as a chassis, as a building component, a building block of anything of the anti-inflammatory chemicals, and anything that involves inflammation, you want to think about using your ultimate EFAs in addition, as I say, vitamin E and also vitamin C. What else?
Question.
Yes.
CRC and bone broth, the two items that I'm looking to get.
Okay, my collagen recovery complex.
Yes, that and the bone broth.
Yeah, both of those will be helpful. Absolutely, both of those will be helpful. Because if you're somehow nutritionally deficient and you're not making heal bone cells correctly, or heal bone cells are breaking down somehow, and then calcium deposits are forming. This is just a hypothetical mechanism. If the cells aren't healthy, calcium deposits can start to form. And yeah, building healthy cells for sure. Bone broth protein has all kinds of building substances in it, and the collagen recovery complex has building substances in it too. If you're dealing with problems at the level of the tendon or the joints, it could be especially helpful. That may be part of why you're feeling the heel pain also.
Yeah. Yes, but okay. I've been trying to get that for a couple of months now.
Well, you have, haven't you?
Yeah, that's bad customer service.
That's bad customer service. You'll get those out, but you got to send me the check first.
I know
the check's in the mail. Check's in the mail. All right.
So,
what else, Carl? Anything else?
No, that I just want to get that clarified, and I hope you enjoy my sketch art. I think you'll find it really awesome. You'll say,
"Oh, I appreciate
that." Trader, that is awesome.
Thank you, Carl. It's you, Trader. All right, buddy.
Now.
All right, be good. Have a good day, man. All right.
You too.
All right. Carl the Truthrader always got something interesting to say. Anyway, that's it for our program today. Don't forget to check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Love to have you on the Brightside Ben team. If you are interested in starting a longevity business, call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time $25 fee. You can make some money, earn thank you checks associated with changing the world. That's the most powerful and fundamental place there is. Work out of your home office. Be your own boss. It's an ideal business opportunity for the entrepreneurially minded. Yes, you got to pay your dues. You got to put some work into it. That's for sure. But the reward is not only a good income and working for yourself, but the reward is helping people, making a difference. And not just making a superficial difference and not just helping people superficially, but helping change lives. That's what longevity is all about. We'd love to have you on the Brightside Ben team. That's it for now. Thanks for listening to the Brightside, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Silver has all